This is the BBC.
Here's Monday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast, including my brand new TV obsession, which I just discovered at the weekend. On Real or No Real with Greg, do orangutans now have Tinder? Another meltdown for Kim Woodburn, this time on This Morning. And there's a Monday round of the Google Game. Scott Mills, BBC Radio. All right, Chris?
Yeah, good. How are you?
I'm really good. Before 1:30, I need to tell everyone about my new TV obsession, which happened over the weekend.
Is it niche? It's a bit like when you told me about Dating Naked.
Those are the kind of shows that I normally get into, right? Mm. It's like the other morning I heard Grimmy say about that show Hotter Than My Mum, and he's like, I bet Scott Mills is all over this. Mm. And you're right, I am. But it's not Hotter Than My Mum, it's not Dating Naked, it's not one of my other favourites.
Naked and Afraid?
Naked and Afraid, it's not that.
That's an actual show, in case you don't know.
It is. It's like Bear Grylls, where they have to like fend for themselves.
Yes. But they're also naked.
On a remote island, but they're naked. It's a great show. But something that maybe you wouldn't expect me to necessarily love, I went back and watched the previous episodes again after seeing it at the weekend. I'll tell you in a minute.
BBC
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Oh, I love a bit of Scandi pop, you know that. That is Alma and Dye My Hair.
It is full Scandi, that one, isn't it?
Yeah, she's from Finland and she is track of the day today. You're hearing that on every show. You know that dude that's on that one?
Yeah.
He's on loads of songs.
Including
Under Your Sexy Body.
Under Your Sexy Body. Is that the same guy?
Well, I don't know, because Alma isn't massively dissimilar to Zara Larsson, really, sound-wise.
Yeah.
In that song, anyway.
I reckon it's the same bloke that's in Sweden.
On your socks.
No, that's his actual voice. On your socks, buddy.
I think slightly... you don't think there's any kind of processing or anything on
no.
it. It's an actual voice.
That's his voice.
Yeah,
they haven't
like
changed
that.
It. He just speaks like that. Slightly overused on that track, I think, but I do like it.
It's Scott Mills.
Okay, can I tell you what TV show I'm absolutely obsessed with after the weekend?
Yeah, go on.
Let It Shine.
Yeah.
I can't take my eyes off it.
It's so random, it feels. I think it's because it's so different to anything else that's really been out there, like that kind of thing.
That's why it's good. I won't have a word said against it. It's this BBC One show, if you've not seen it, where they're looking for boy band members to front a new musical featuring the music of Take That. So Gary Barlow is one of the judges, already a win.
But I saw the audition stages and that was good, but it was kind of similar in the sense that it's, you know, it's auditioning to get a role in it. And we've seen that kind of thing before, but now it's kind of... it's coming to its own all of a sudden. It's
in the studio.
It's ridiculous.
In the studio, it's brilliant. And next week it goes live. So, like, the show openings are the campest things I've seen on TV since Strictly.
Yeah.
You've got Dani Minogue coming on as some kind of dominatrix leader of a marching band. Then she rips boys' shirts off. And then they get pop stars on to do a medley of their songs while the boys who want to be in the boy band kind of prance around behind in full West End musical face.
Mm.
It's so good.
And Gary Barlow's face when he's watching all of these performances, he looks like he's almost not enjoying it, but then he always seems to enjoy it, he says.
They get these artists on. I don't watch the artists. I watch what the boys are doing behind. It's full West End musical. Someone turns up on a skateboard. One gets lifted up by the others. And you see it from, like, you know, the camera on the ceiling.
Oh, so some things aren't... like, some things you're watching do kind of annoy you a little bit as well. Like, for me, when they try and high-five and things like that and pretend that they're best mates,
no,
I'm sure they get on.
That's the best bit.
But it's the overacting of it.
No, I love it. I'm so excited for next Saturday. Yes, it's so good. It's like going to see a Western musical, but also watching, like, one of the reality shows. Please tell me you saw the Buster performance where everyone was doing full West End face behind them.
It's incredible.
Oh, it's so good. And Buster are literally just playing guitar to their own song while everyone else sings it.
Well, I've just been watching the Mel C performance.
What do you think?
Oh, it's just crazy, isn't it? What's going on?
It's random, and that's why I love it. So excited for next Saturday. Anyway, there, I said it.
BBC Radio 1.
Monday, which means it's time for another Google game. I do like this.
Yeah.
When you type the start of a question into a search engine, it will auto-complete the answer for you with what it thinks you might want to type in. For example, and I've just done this, if I type in, how do I get... it comes up with various options, including, how do I get home, how do I get a passport, and how do I get you alone?
Really? Is that one of the options?
No, that's one of the most popular ones.
But you're typing that into Google, which is an odd thing to type into Google, because when are you going to want Google alone?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
So we get given the start of a question. We then have to work out what we think one of the most popular options will be that it throws up. Play along in the car or at home or at work. Let's do it. The Google game. Please, can we have today's subject?
How can I fix?
How can I fix?
How can I fix? Then it's like dot, 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 isn't it? So how can I fix? Well, where to start with this? First thing that I think of is my hair, which has been almost a mystery for me for a number of years. And I think I'm paying the price for wearing a baseball cap up until the age of 15.
Why? What's happening?
Well, look at it. It's rubbish.
Is it all going back?
I've tried everything, Scott. I've tried to grow it out.
Yeah.
I briefed my barber at one point to try and make me look like Harry Styles. That didn't work.
Did you actually?
Also, you put extreme pressure on me with my hair. Because do you remember back when we first met, I had it just number two all over.
Yeah.
They were simpler times.
Yeah.
But you basically made out that it wasn't looking very good and that I looked like a thug.
I just don't think that cuts it in 2017. Do you know, one of the ones I've got down that I was thinking, how do I fix my hair to make it look as good as when I leave the salon? Because it never looks the same. You can't replicate that, can you?
No, but then you just need a hairdresser or someone who knows what they're doing every day, right?
Or a hairdresser to follow you around, which is my dream.
Yeah.
Not practical.
How do you avoid bedhead, right? What is actually going on there? I've tried sleeping on my hands, I've tried everything. Because the problem is, if I haven't got time for a shower in the morning, I can't be turning up at work the same way I used to turn up at school with like a tuft of hair sticking out.
Yeah.
It's embarrassing.
And you do sometimes have that.
I do. I know.
And sometimes I feel like your mum and I want to kind of like lick my hand and
won't
kind of
do
pat
anything.
It down.
Won't do anything. I'm telling you. So on that basis then, I think this could be quite a popular one.
Yeah.
How can I fix my hair?
Well,
it's
yeah,
rubbish.
We both said hair.
What would you like to fix?
How can I fix my shoelaces?
Go on.
Okay, so I bought a new pair of trainers at the weekend. I can't lace them up.
No, that's not fixing so much, though. But I do understand the struggle, the daily struggle that you're talking about here.
Why don't they come laced?
Yeah, it's true. Why right? don't they?
Because when I open the box, I'm like, oh, no. And it stresses me out. I had to watch a how-to video of how to do my laces on Saturday. I'm a grown man, Chris.
Yeah, I'm not 100% sure either.
Do you do straight? Do you do crisscross? And I don't even know where to start. And I know it's a daily struggle, but when I open the box, I'm like, oh, yeah, it's a genuine disappointment of like, oh, I can't be bothered with this.
Yeah. Well, you don't know how to tie up your own shoelaces. That's
no,
what you're saying.
I know how to tie them. I don't know how to lace them when they're not in the shoe already.
Right. Okay.
Also, another one. How can I fix anything in my house? Everything's going wrong.
Yeah. Well, you're not a handyman yourself, are you?
No.
You're the employer of handymen.
Well, that's not true. My friend Mike comes around and he does constantly.
Oh, it's not one man. You've got men for different things.
Not
they
true.
They come over, they do.
No, you know that Mike lives near me.
Yeah.
And he is a master of everything.
He is.
Saturday, I couldn't get my lights to work. I had to call Mike. I'm rubbish. Because he'll come round and I'll be like, I'm plunged into darkness, Mike, help me. And then he'll come round and go... Yeah, it's just this switch has tripped. You need to just put that back on. And it's literally a 5-second job. And I'm like, okay, thanks. And off he goes again.
Yeah, and you've called him out just for that.
It's terrible.
And then you can't really pay him, can you? Because it's a friend. So what do you offer him in exchange for his services?
Well, can I let you into a secret?
Mm-hmm.
The other week, my freezer stopped. And there's quite a lot of meat in there right now.
Yeah.
Okay? And it was all
why
like...
Why more than normal?
Yes.
I've
just ordered a lot of meat. Don't question me. And it was all defrosting because the freezer just stopped. I don't know what to do.
So I
called Mike. He comes around and goes, the switch is off. Someone switched it off. Put it back on.
Oh, my God. It's the switch on the plug.
No, not on the plug. But there's like a thing next to the freezer,
yes.
Which also runs the fridge.
Yes,
which
the is a massive. The switch on the freezer.
Not the plug. It's a massive red switch that says on. I didn't see that. Anyway, so Mike comes round, really inconveniences him again, switches the fridge and freezer back on, and hooray, nothing's defrosted. Do you know what I gave him?
Let me guess. Did you give him meat?
I gave him two steaks.
Did you? That's quite a good friend payment, though, actually.
He loved it.
Yeah. I quite like the idea of paying mates in things other than money.
Yeah.
Just because money doesn't seem quite right.
Well, if you want to do anything for me in exchange for meat, I can sort you out.
Because you've got an abundance of meat in your fridge freezer.
I had a bulk delivery, yeah.
Kind of suspicious.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like this topic. This is good.
Okay, so far on the Google game, the question is, how can I fix? We've got, how can I fix my hair? How can I fix my shoelaces? And how can I fix anything in my house? Are we keen on any of those, or should we keep searching?
I just think anything in my house sounds vague. The hair thing's possible, and the shoelaces doesn't really work with this topic.
Okay, we'll come back to it after this.
This is Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.
It was a while ago now, but during the 1:30 news, a replay of today's 41-gun salute for the Queen ironically misfired, and we couldn't play it to you. Nestor McGregor fired the clip, but ended up, well, firing a blank, if you will. So for those of you that wanted to hear it, and there are a few,
yeah,
here it
same,
is.
Yeah.
I can't promise you this is today's one, but I wanted to hear one anyway.
BBC Radio 1.
We're in the middle of the Google game on BBC Radio 1. We get given the start of a question that's been typed into the search engine that rhymes with Woogle. We then have to guess what one of the most popular answers will be when it auto-completes. Today, the start of the question is...
How can I fix...
You got any more?
I do, actually, yeah. I think this could be a popular one. I'm thinking purely numbers game here because it's about the most popular one, right?
Yeah.
How can I fix... my laptop without anyone going through my internet history. Because you can never be sure, can you, with that kind of thing?
Why do you want to do that, though?
No, I'm not talking about me, per se. I'm just saying that if you want to get your laptop fixed, or I was a laptop fixer, I would probably have a little snoop.
Do you know
what I mean? Yeah, because you're allowed in because you're there to fix the laptop. It's just it just happens that whilst you're there, you'll have a little look around. It's a bit like if you're a plumber, and you go round someone's house to repair something in the kitchen, right? You're there as a plumber, but you will have a little look around probably, won't you? If you're being honest.
Totally. And sometimes things will just pop up. Like, for instance, I was helping my friend Gary with his iPad at the weekend. To be honest, I wasn't helping him at all because I'm not technical, but I was just showing him this app that I use quite a lot.
Oh, yeah.
And he was like, oh, yeah, yeah. And as I was showing him and just trying to show him how it worked, literally every 2 seconds... Grindr user, hi. I'm like, I don't want to see this.
Yeah, I'm not here for that, but whilst I'm here, I will have a look.
I'm just showing you an app, but then I've seen it now.
That's what I'm saying.
I can't help what pops up on notifications.
So with that in mind then, if I'm assuming that the person who's fixing my laptop is probably having a little snoop,
yeah.
How can I fix my laptop without someone going through my internet history is probably quite a popular one.
I think that's a good one. Mm. My final one is also similar. How can I fix my phone so I don't text my ex?
Oh, I see. So you want... I think there's an app for this, actually. There must be.
Right, surely by now, there has to be something where it just bans you from texting them after a certain time. I could delete the number, but I don't want to.
Why don't you want to?
I don't know.
Because that's only ever going to lead to trouble, isn't it?
Maybe I should.
Just delete the number. Or you write it down on a piece of paper and put that in a safe place.
Have you done that?
No. Well, actually, I have. But saying that, you will then... just go and get the paper if needs be.
But why, what is it? Like, I can't work out in your head why, like, if you've deleted the number off the phone, why are you still writing it down on a piece of paper for a rainy day?
Shall I tell you what you need? You need an app that has your phone in two different parts, right? So you have a day phone and a night phone, but all in one phone.
Yeah.
So it opens up certain numbers late at night or hides some late at night away because you're only ever going to text your ex on an evening, aren't you?
Possibly,
it's not,
yes.
It's not going to be 11 a.m. one day.
No, it's definitely an evening thing.
Well, unless it's a Sunday, maybe. But you know what I mean? Generally, the rules would be that you know, you don't want to have their number available in the evening.
Yeah,
so
it
the
should
phone
block
needs,
it.
Yeah, it just needs to vanish.
After
for
a certain time.
Yeah, maybe after, probably after 4, I'd say.
That's early.
Yeah, so between the hours of...
I was thinking more like 10, 11.
I think, between the hours, if we're being real here, 6:30 and 4... I think that would be fine.
A.M.
6:30 a.m. till 4 p.m., their number is available.
Okay.
Outside of those hours, it's not.
I like it. Surely someone listening creates apps and can do this.
Yeah.
I mean, it can't be that hard, surely?
It would be useful.
Okay, so we've got... these are the ones we've come up with. How can I fix my hair? How can I fix my shoelaces? How can I fix anything in my house? I agree, too vague.
How can I fix my laptop without anyone going through the internet history?
And then me, how can I fix my phone so I don't text my ex after a certain time? I think your laptop one is best.
So do I. So do I. Should we go with that?
Let's go with that, yeah. Okay, let's find out what the most popular answers are.
How can I fix my teeth, my life, my marriage, my credit score, my laptop?
Yes, yay! Laptop's in there.
We got one.
That never happens on this game.
Oh, finally. I mean, it's not as long as I was saying my laptop without anyone going through the internet history, but it's still there.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll have that.
Well done if you played along and got any of those correct. We'll do another Google game soon. I enjoyed that.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
How decent was Lady Gaga on the Super Bowl last night?
Oh, she was so, so good.
Oh, my word. Like, I couldn't stop watching it.
You enjoyed the Super Bowl?
I don't see that. But I loved like all the hits. It makes you realise how many good songs she's had. And actually, because there has been a bit of a lull lately, actually reminded of you of how she is one of our best pop stars. Like the moves, the backing, the set, the costume.
Well, that's it as well. I think it's the scale of it. And that's what that Super Bowl performance does. It kind of throws money at the situation with these artists. And then they perform once again on like a massive stage.
And she was moving as well and singing brilliantly. Her voice is just spot on. And she's announced her tour today off the back of that. She dived off the top of the stadium.
Mm.
It's mad. I love it. Have you seen the video of the high speed video of them putting together the set for the performance and then taking it down again?
Is it good?
Because they do it really high speed. So watch it. It's like military precision. How they actually do that with all those people is crazy. I was a bit concerned about the mic drop, though, when she dropped the mic at the end of Bad Romance.
What, as to someone running off with it? Or?
Well, no, because she literally threw it into the crowd. We've actually got the audio here of what happened when she did the mic drop.
What, your bad romance? Super Bowl 51!
Oh! As a man.
So is that someone in pain?
Yeah. No, I didn't put that on, but that could have happened.
What did she do? She didn't just drop it, she threw it.
Threw it, and I was like, has that hit someone?
So is that the future then? Instead of mic drop, you lob the thing at someone.
Yeah, at someone below. Well, so Kim off of Big Brother was on this morning. Philip Schofield was not taking any of her rubbish. So he asked why she didn't walk out of the Big Brother house if she didn't like it.
Why should I lose a massive sum of money for those bums?
Did you think?
Why should I? Naturally, don't you, when you were sitting on the sofa earning your money? Would you lose a shed load of money enough to buy a house that gets you out in 3 days? Mm. Not on your Nelly.
Oh, I like that she takes on people like Philip Schofield.
But she can't help herself. If there's an argument to be had, she wants to have one.
So how much do they pay you?
It's nothing to do with you, Philip, is it? What are they paying you?
Don't be naughty.
Oh, she's so good.
And then poor Holly's trying to wrap it up because Phil and Kim are going at it.
I know why people reacted in the way that they reacted to you is because of the way you make me feel sitting on that sofa.
You're making me feel controversial. When I get on here,
confrontational.
Have an attitude that I'm to blame. You know damn all about it.
We're just asking you a question.
No, you're not, Phil. No, you were not at the beginning. It was, don't you think?
I needed that Big Brother talent. This is Big Brother. Could we split up the argument?
You should have had me on here and stayed neutral, in my opinion.
No. It's only asking questions. That's our job.
Is that the way you do it?
That's our job.
Well, Holly hasn't said a word that I would...
Well, what I'm going to say is thank you very, very much.
Wrap it up, Holly. Wrap it up.
What a delight to see you.
I'm so sorry you feel that way.
You're big phony.
It's...
Right, coming up, we are going to be tucking into Gino's focaccia.
Coming up, we're tucking into Gino's focaccia.
Let's go to Gino. She's so good. She should be on every reality show.
You big phony.
She's like the bad loser from Come Dine With Me.
Yeah.
Do you remember the lady who took it so badly? That lady, she even sounds like her.
She's brilliant. I think she's brilliant. We did say last week that Kim would be an excellent choice on Inyo & Bingo. And I know a lot of you wanted that to happen because she would probably just walk out. But we did ask the question, but I think... As she just said there, she loves the money and I think she wanted some cash.
We
can't pay people for Inyo & Bingo. I'm not being funny, lovey, but Hugh Jackman and Will Ferrell didn't get paid, dear. Next.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Come on then, let's get into a new week of bangers. I pick a song, Chris picks a song, you choose what goes on. Kevin.
Hi, Scott.
Where are you?
Just in Newton, I'll be outside Belfast.
Okay, what are you doing? Just chilling today, are you?
Chilling, yeah. I'm working at 6 o'clock tonight, just at a service station, but I'm actually writing a horror novel at the moment.
Oh, is that how you get through a night shift on the service station? I know, I write a horror novel.
I know.
Have you done one before?
I've done a few collections of short stories on Amazon, and it's just self-published, but I'm hoping to get this proper full-length novel.
That's so cool, being published.
Yeah, I really like the idea of writing a book like that, because you could just sneak your mates' names in and stuff like that.
Yeah, I just changed them all as well. I'll just have another 24 years at the top end, Chris, if you ever thought about the novel.
That was a horror.
Oh, how rude. 24 years at the top end was like The Hobbit. It was a classic of our time. Similar in a lot of ways.
Definitely.
The thing is, Chris's life has changed somewhat since he wrote those stories. I think a little bit. So I think we should bring it back.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm not sure it'd be as innocent, and no offence, but you know what I mean? It was your younger years.
What do you mean? Do you think a slightly nicer tap end,
well,
for example?
Since you joined Radio 1, things have changed, you know? Let's have tap end the Mila Kunis years.
Yeah, I like that.
I'll be up for that.
Okay. Can I ask, when you'll be in your service station tonight, are you going to let me in, or are you going to serve me through the little window there, and I have to tell you what I want?
Oh no, I'm brave enough to. I let people in.
Nice.
So yeah. I won't be there at 3 a.m. pointing at the orange juice, going, no, not that one. No, the left, not that. No.
No, I'm only on until 10 tonight, so it's not too bad.
Also, okay. Do you put a little cardboard policeman up in the window?
I love those.
It's not fooling anyone.
We should do that.
It's just a policeman made a card. It doesn't look like a policeman.
So many service stations, they've got a cardboard policeman looking at you. Yeah. It's like, I can clearly see.
I'm really scared. Okay, this is what I've got for you today.
Hello. Tune. Great show.
This is Wombat's Let's Dance to Joy Division, and that's what I'm offering up as my banger's choice today, Kevin, in Belfast, near Belfast.
Yeah, this is a good song. Oh, do you know what? I like when bangers is like this, where we've got two completely different songs. Scott, this is my choice. So this is Lies, the Otto Knows remix.
Oh.
You know, by Burns, big tune.
Where did you pull this one out of?
Yeah, exactly. Well, I was thinking that with yours. Good bangers today.
Very good.
Ooh, now they are really good choices. I'm more of a Scott person myself. I do like a bit of pop music.
Yes.
And I do like the Wombats, and Chris's is a really good choice today as well. Oh, so they're both good songs. So it's going to be a tricky one.
No, we don't mind. It's Monday.
Yeah.
Neither of us mind.
I would have to say I've not heard the Wombats for a while, so I think I'm going to have to go with Scott.
Get in! I lied, I do mind. Let's dance to Joy Division and raise our glass to the ceiling, because this could all go so wrong. But we're so happy, yeah, we're so happy. So happy, yeah, we're so happy. Has there been a robbery?
Some people saying, call the cardboard policeman.
Nonsense. That was Wombats. Yours was good, though, as well. Put that one back in at some point.
Yeah, no, they were. But I was happy with that result, to be honest. It's a good song.
One all to me as we start the week with Wombats. Let's Dance to Joy Division, first banger of the week.
Scott Mills.
Ben on the A69 says, Scott, we all know you're rubbish on the sports and rubbish on the maths. So just to help you out, you have won one game of bangers. That makes it 1-0, not 1-all. Is that what I said?
Maybe you said 1-all. I didn't even notice.
I can't do the numbers. That was Galantis, Runaway, you and I on BBC Radio 1. I got Dua Lipa coming up. I've got Man Aware Black. I've got Sigma. I noticed that because they're in the live lounge tomorrow, Mike Deuce off of Love Atlantis, love that guy, has sent a tweet saying that their cover is going to be awesome tomorrow. And he's inviting the Love Atlantis fans to try and guess what the cover will be.
Oh, wow. I love a game like this.
But he says it's going to be awesome.
What do you reckon it is? I reckon it's Man Aware Black. Could it be that? Do you think?
By Love Atlantis.
Oh, that would be good.
Oh, it would be good. Everyone would be talking about that. But I think he's because he said our cover's going to be awesome, some salad had just replied, is it Everything is Awesome from the Lego Movie? Imagine it. Everything is awesome.
This will be good.
Everything is cool when you're part of the team. Everything is awesome.
Hear this and then imagine Love of Atlantis doing it tomorrow for Clara at 12 o'clock. I actually enjoyed the Lego Movie. Is that wrong?
I don't know. I've not actually seen it. But anything other than this now will probably be disappointing.
Yeah. Hey, that Emoji Movie's coming out this year, isn't it? That's right. There's a movie about actual emojis. London Atlantis in the Live Lounge tomorrow with Clara at 12 o'clock. Listen and find out if their cover is Everything Is Awesome.
Scott Mills.
I saw Grimmy tweet this morning that his favourite people at the moment were Chance the Rapper and Drew Barrymore. I'm nearly the same. My favourite people, because of that song, Chance the Rapper and Kim Woodburn off of Big Brother.
Why should I lose a massive sum of money for those bums?
Scott Mills.
Sounding good. And they're one of those appreciative bands that tweet every time we play it going, thanks, Radio 1.
I love them so much. I just want to hear that song live somewhere, anywhere, please.
We should go. It could be one of our new things that we do. Go and see the Hunter all the time.
We'll become Hunter fanboys.
And then we'll not be okay, Hunter. Because we're going to see them a lot.
Such a tune.
And also, I really enjoy their band name, the Hunter, Piece by Piece. Scott Mills here on Radio 1. Last week, we got a massive response when we were talking about the one line in a song you otherwise like that really annoys you. You know, there's a little bit in the song you're like, oh, why don't they just leave that out? Why do they put that in? What made them put it in? Because I really, really want to like this song. And I do, apart from this one line. Hi, Amy.
Hi, Scott.
Where are you today?
I'm in Rugby in Warwickshire.
Yes, Rugby. Okay, what's your song? Which one?
Okay, so it's Usher, Love in the Club.
Oh, loving this club.
Bit of an old school song there.
It's a very good Usher song, Loving the Club.
Okay, but I didn't realise there's one in there. What's the line?
Oh, it's going down in aisle 3. I'm going to bag you like some groceries.
Great line.
Is that true?
Oh, no, not
so gross. Yeah. So gross.
Okay. Kind of gross, bit weird as well.
Bit totally weird.
Oh, hang on, I got it. Here we go. Mm-hmm. It's going down on aisle 3. I bag you like some groceries. Oh yeah.
Come on now. A bit of romance never killed anybody.
Also, rhyming aisle 3 with groceries is a stretch.
Yeah, it's a
definite
stretch.
You've got to like his style.
How have I never noticed that before?
I don't know. It's like the first thing I noticed. It's going down on aisle 3. I
bag you like some groceries. Yeah, that's pretty horrible.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I'm going to do it. You know, Usher's got a slight habit of making you feel a little bit uneasy sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember Daddy's Home?
No.
Okay, this will be your new favourite cringe.
Daddy's Home. This is what you play when you get back from holiday, isn't it, Scott?
It is, yeah. How's this making you feel, Amy?
Quite cringy.
And remember, okay, I'll stop now.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Charlotte, what's your song with one offensive line?
Christine and the Queen's Tilted. She says, gluing my face with magic marker. But in her French accent, it sounds like drawing on my face with magic marker.
Oh, no, you see, this, for me, is the best bit of the song. It doesn't bother me at all.
Really?
No.
No,
it does. Ever since, I just think she's drawing on her face with a permanent marker pen. I just think, why would you do that?
Well, she is. Yeah.
That's but why the line would you do that?
Yeah, because she's French.
I completely agree. What does doing my face with magic marker mean?
Yeah. Just drawing on your face. I've
but
never
why?
Questioned it. Because you're Christine off of Christine and the Queens and you're a bit out there.
True, and you're French.
But you don't say doing my face, do you?
No,
doing my face with magic marker.
I'm completely the opposite. It's my absolute favourite bit of the song.
It's good. Fine. I love the song, but
I think the doing my face bit's a bit weird as well.
It is so weird. I just don't get why you want to draw on your face with a permanent marker.
Thanks, Charlotte. Love you, bye.
Thank you. Love you, bye.
Hello, Bruce.
Hi there, Scott.
Oh, Scottish.
Oh, sorry to disappoint you.
No, I don't. That's really bad of me just to assume that you'd be Australian.
Well, most people do.
Where are you?
Sunny Edinburgh.
Okay. What's the one that you don't like?
Plainy Tempo song, Girls Like, and it's when he says, tell JK that I'm still rolling.
Oh, yeah, same.
This annoys a lot of people.
Oh, it's so bad. It's so, so bad.
And also, the next bit is worse for me. JK Rowling, I can kind of get away with. It's the next bit. You're not going to say that. Tell Russell I'm a brand.
Oh no! I thought you were going to say code to my Wi-Fi again.
Ah, also that, awful. Oh,
that one gets me.
All tragic. So many of his songs are tragic with them.
No, that's harsh. No, that's not what we're saying. No, he's had some bangers, but admittedly, in this song, a couple of the lines are a little bit.
All I ever needed was a plan. Tell JK that I'm still rolling.
This bit gets it for me.
Tell Russell I'm a brand.
Don't tell Russell you're a brand.
Awful.
No, I think you're being harsh on Tiny Temper, though. You've gone too far.
He's a man that's won so many awards, and he's putting lines like that in his song, and I just don't understand how.
Sometimes you've got to make things rhyme, do you know what I'm saying?
Give the man his due.
Good to hear from you, Bruce.
Thanks, Scott. Thanks, Chris.
What's your code to your Wi-Fi again? Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Sarah.
Hello.
Where are you?
I am in Maidstone in Kent.
What's the one line of the song that you cannot bear?
It's from You Don't Know Me by Jax Jones, and she sings, "Do you want a drink? No, thanks for asking."
Why does that get you so much?
The whole song is she's being quite aggressive, like step back with your chit chat and don't say a damn thing. And then she's like really polite to him, like, "Do you want a drink? No, thanks for asking."
Yeah.
It just sounds weird.
There's another song like this, which is No by Meghan Trainor, which I love. But it's the same kind of thing. It's the same kind of sass. It's like, thank you in advance. I don't want to dance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, is it then a case that you don't like the fact there's a question and an answer in a song said by the same person?
No, I think I'm all right with that. I think it's just the fact that she's been like quite rude to him the rest of the time, like get out my face and like go away and stuff. And then suddenly it's like, do you want a drink? No, thanks for asking. It's just really overly polite when she's being quite rude the rest of the time.
Does anyone think we might be overanalyzing the lyrics of the lyrical content of Jax Jones a little bit?
I think in this case, yes.
It might not be that deep.
What's your view on the line before about the iPhone camera flashing?
I don't mind that. I'm more bothered in the chorus when she says, "I am not your homie, not yet," and then suddenly goes, "Whoo," and interrupts herself.
Woo! She does stop herself.
See your iPhone camera flashing. Please step back, it's my style, you're cramping. You here for long, or no, I'm just passing. Do you want a drink? No, thanks for asking.
Woo! Good point. Just cover your ears when next time I play it.
Yeah, I will do. Or I'll just laugh at it.
Yeah, just laugh. Get over it, you know?
Yeah.
Love you, bye.
Thank you, love you, bye.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Elle King on Radio 1. Katie on Twitter says, brilliant. When you can't listen to yet another song because Mills has ruined it. We've done that quite a lot this afternoon. Right, Derulo does say, our conversations ain't long, but you know what is. And it's this track.
Our conversations ain't long, but you know what is.
Gross.
One.
How have I never noticed that before? And the Usher one. Okay, we should stop that for a while because we're ruining all the musics.
Scott Mills.
And hello, Greg James.
Hello and good afternoon, everybody.
Hello there. What a lovely voice you've got today.
I'm a little bit hoarse.
I like it.
It's a little
keep
deeper.
That. Keep
a
that.
Hoarse in the throat. Something going round, isn't there?
Oh, there really is, yeah. Pleasant weekend?
Very pleasant. I did nothing.
Not
it was
really?
Great. It was great.
Nothing.
Nothing. It was great.
Did you just sit there?
Just sat.
Sat on a sofa there.
I just sat there and waited for Monday.
Didn't even switch the TV on, no?
Didn't even get out of bed. It was a very, very lazy weekend. It was great.
Tell me you saw Let It Shine.
I didn't actually see Let It Shine. No, what's been going on?
Greg, it's my absolute favourite.
I've seen it, but I haven't seen it of late.
No, in the studio, it's so good. I was saying this earlier, I'm obsessed with it. I'm obsessed with, like, Busted come on, Mel C comes on.
Yeah, it's gone so weird now. It's past the audition, the normal audition.
Right.
So now it's lively.
So you've got Mel C going, "I turn to you," and performing with all boy bands behind her. Like
okay.
Like full West End musical. It's so weird. It's brilliant.
Well, that lineup was amazing. So it was Busted and Murs and Mel C, and Kaiser Chiefs. Who else is on?
That's it.
That's brilliant. I mean,
not bad.
Yeah. All on one. Were they doing a medley together?
Yeah.
Wow.
All of them together.
But it's everything that goes on around it.
Yeah.
It's all the dancing and the sort of
West End faces that they do, West End musical face.
Jazz
it's
dance.
My absolute favourite. Okay, here's today's Real on Ariel.
Oreos and now a beer.
They make everything into a beer eventually, don't they?
Do you know, sorry, just quickly back on that show. I love Gary Barlow, I think he's a fine man.
Yeah.
But there are some of those young singers that are way better than him at singing. No, there are.
Do you think that's awkward for judges?
That's what I mean. So if they're going, "Hello, I'd like to be the new Gary Barlow in the Gary Barlow musical of Take That." And they go, "Actually, you're a little bit too good."
Yeah.
I think Barlow's going, "Well, don't be that good."
Do you think Barlow's a bad singer?
No, I think he's a great singer.
But
I'm just saying
ones.
That there's some proper, like, theatre schools.
True. Mm. Do you not feel that everyone can sing now, by the way? You know, like when X Factor started, it was just like a big thing to find someone that could actually sing well. Yeah. Now there's a million people that can sing.
Most people can sing.
This has happened in the last 8 to 10 years. Everyone can sing now.
What is this, the flaw with those shows now?
Everyone can sing.
It's taken a few years, but we've now realised that most of the UK can sing to a standard that you can be a pop star.
And that never used to happen back in the day. It's like, oh, they've got an amazing voice. It blew me away. Now everyone's, like, you could probably sing now. Like you're probably good at it.
Yeah, I could probably sing.
It's like everyone's suddenly good at it. I don't understand. Is Oreo now a beer?
Anyway, back to Real or No Real. But real, no real. Can everyone sing? Real.
They do make a beer out of everything. You're right, though. It's a particularly trendy thing, I think, to do.
Oh, yeah. You can make a cider out of anything, can't you, as well?
Mm.
Yeah, yeah.
Chocolate beer, though?
Chocolate beer. Yeah, well, you could do. Oreos and our beer. This is probably real. Yeah.
Right? Without saying their name too often, I'll do it one last time. Oreos, they do seem to kind of do Oreo versions of it. I've said it again. Oreo versions of everything. And right. Again.
Yeah, let's lose the mentions now, kids.
But they do, don't they? Yeah, it's one of those real crossover chocolates. It's versatile. No, but you've got your ice creams, you've got your...
All right, yeah, we know.
Are you working for Oreo?
Yeah, exactly.
No, I'm not working.
No, I've just happened to have a pack of them here.
I actually requested this. Is it real or no?
You're on commission. Is it now a beer?
Yeah, probably.
Chris?
Yes, real. And it's available in all good stores.
That one's real.
Oh, it is. Surprise.
Got it.
Yeah, it was conditioned on hundreds of pounds of Wario cookies, but the brewery sold only around 60 cases of the beer, and there are no more available to purchase.
That's not what you're going to them for, is it? That's the thing.
Exactly.
So you should just stick to what you know.
Mm. Is this real?
There is now a version of Tinder especially designed for orangutans.
Interesting.
But the dating game in the orangutan world, I think it's very different. It's an odd thing to compare, isn't it? They generally just sort of sniff, don't they? It's like...
They're not really fussy, are they?
Sniff left.
Mind you, no, a lot of people aren't.
They? Maybe that's a misconception. Maybe they are fussy.
No, I feel it's...
If you are in a zoo, you've only got a limited choice.
Exactly. And I feel it's much more of a you'll do mentality.
Oh, hang on. No, but you're saying... But, you know, orangutans do live in the wild.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's not just... It won't be exclusive to zoos, will it? Not really. No. Say, put your smartphone through the grill.
Well, this is the other problem with this real or no. Well, it's how are they orangutans have mobiles.
Yeah, but in the jungle, how are they going to swipe then?
What do you mean?
Well, if it's like Tinder...
Well, it's like a version of it, isn't it?
So swiping left with your hairy hand.
Yeah. Well, maybe it's not on the phone, but then it's hard to imagine what else they're using.
Well, get a tablet.
Difficult to get the fingerprint
recognition. Or a tablet. No, what I'm saying is orangutans in the wild don't generally use tablets.
Maybe they might in a zoo.
Which
doesn't say zoo or not.
I'll be honest, I'm confused by the whole thing here.
It's a wonderful image, though, isn't it?
It is a great image. Maybe it's some sort of wacky experiment where they've put a big screen in the jungle with a load of potentials.
Right.
But are we also saying that the options on... So the orangutan is using Tinder, but the options on Tinder are still orangutan?
Well, I'd hope so.
There's not a rogue zebra or something.
No, no.
You know what I mean?
We've all done a quick swipe left and you do see one, though. No thanks.
Nope.
What's that zebra doing there?
Yeah, she looks nice. That's an orangutan. Yeah, nice. Yeah, no. Yeah.
I like it. There's Mildred, 25. Yeah, right.
So
real, they real?
I think it's
London
one of the
Zoo.
I think they will have tried to make a version. Yeah, I think you're right. Mainly for PR reasons. So I think real,
Greg.
Yeah, real.
That one is real.
Yes, and listen to this. It's an animal reserve in the Netherlands. In collaboration with Leiden University, they've developed an ape version of the app to screen potential mates for the primates living in the park before flying them into the country for breeding.
Oh, wow.
They fly them in.
Oh, great. Oh, wow.
What they do is they press a button on a tablet screen to pick between two options. So it is like orangutan.
But it's a picture of them then on there.
Yeah, they get to choose.
Yes.
Is it a selfie?
I don't know.
Maybe it's them, maybe like a nice one, like a good angle.
The profile picture, them on holiday.
Yeah. In front of a mirror.
In front of a mirror.
No, it's a camera. It's definitely a pre-gym selfie.
Proper pouting.
Just some dumbbells there.
The arched back.
And next.
Channel 4 has commissioned a new late night series of Countdown, where contestants will be allowed to use all the rude words that are usually edited out of the daytime version.
If this isn't real, this needs to be real anyway.
Totally.
Because that's what Countdown and 8 out of 10 Cats are fine, but 8 out of 10 cats does Countdown is brilliant.
Yes. So good. Agreed.
So let's push it even further. So 8 out of 10 cats does Countdown, but late at night. I feel like they could just do that anyway, couldn't they?
But they already have some rude words that sneak on, don't they? Mm. It's just the really rude words that they can't do. And what else do you do late night about it?
I would watch this, though.
Nick Hewer nude? Do we promote that kind of thing?
We could do, yeah.
I'm just wondering what we do to make it more late night.
No, he just needs to do some blue jokes.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And the anecdote that they do halfway through needs to be a really rude one.
I mean, you could change the title of the show by taking out one letter strategically, and then immediately it's ruder.
Yes,
that's build.
Well, pass all this on to Channel 4. So,
hello and welcome to.
Yes.
So, are they going to have a show, a late night version, where all the rude words that are usually edited out of the daytime version will be on? Real or no real, Chris?
Great idea. I'm going to go real.
Got to be real. Has
that
to
one
be.
Is no real.
Oh, no real, but why has no one done that? However, I don't know if you saw it, I did see it. Channel 4 posted a rude outtake on their Twitter feed last week and it was a really good one. At the end of that round of real or no real.
It's a draw. I got 20. Greg got 20.
Scott Mills.
We're back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1 and Adele Roberts off of Radio 1 is playing Innuendo Bingo at 1:45. Scott Mills.